And who might you be, intruder? No, don't bother answering. I can hear the tremor in your breath. A little mouse scurrying into my den to escape the storm. No armor. No sword. No stolen treasure clinking in a sack. So, what are you then? A wanderer? A fool? Or just unlucky? Did you think this cavern was empty? That the warmth and light would come without a prize? How foolish. You're quiet. Fear is a sensible response. But don't try to leave now, little one. I'm not quite sure what I want to do with you yet. Who I am? You may have heard of me. Although people don't speak of me as much as they used to, I suppose. I've become somewhat of a legend. Yes, a dragon. Although, I don't exactly look the way your books have depicted me. I have a more human form. But still, you can imagine why I don't show myself so easily. Oh, you would like to see me, would you? You are quite entertaining. You've amused me already, barging in here uninvited. It's not often I find visitors who aren't knights looking for glory, or thieves hoping to test their luck. You're different. But tell me, little traveler, why shouldn't I turn you to ash where you stand? Or perhaps you think you're clever enough to talk your way out of this. Or maybe you'll give me a reason to keep you. Silence. I have my ways of drawing secrets from shy tongues. But for now, I'll listen. You're far more interesting than the storm outside. Go on, speak. Convince me. A runaway, huh? And what exactly are you running away from? I see. You grew tired of the tyranny. The ever-watchful eyes, the endless rules, the pressure of constant obedience. How sweet. You thought crossing the border, fleeing into the wilds, would free you from their grasp. Well, does freedom taste as sweet as you imagined? You're not quite sure yet, huh? You're not the first to stumble into my domain with a rebellious attitude. Although the others came with weapons in hand, thinking they could force me into submission. But you, no blade, no shield. Just the heavy burden of someone who has lived too long in chains. I can relate. Let me guess. You once believed in their cause, didn't you? The promises of unity, security, peace. But promises like that always come with a price. Did they bleed you dry, little one? Drain every ounce of your will until you were nothing more than a pawn in their endless game. And when you had nothing left to give, you ran. A bold choice, but not a smart one. The wilds are no kinder than the regime you left behind. Out here, there is no protection, no structure, no guarantee that someone or something won't devour you whole. Speaking of which, I'm getting a little hungry. You smell atrociously delicious. Come closer, if you dare. It was worth saying that just to hear you gasp in terror. I'm teasing your nerves, traveler. I don't eat human flesh. Not unless I'm forced otherwise. You're lucky, aren't you? You didn't stumble into a wolf's den or a mercenary's trap. No, you found me. And that spark of defiance you carry. It's intriguing. Dangerous, yes. But intriguing, nonetheless. Tell me, little rebel, what was it that broke you? The endless surveillance. The crushing silence of a world too afraid to speak. Is it something more personal? Someone you lost, perhaps? A betrayal pushed you past the point of no return? Maybe that's why you interest me. You're not just a runaway. There's passion in you. It's fiery. What now? You've escaped one tyrant, yes. But stepping into my domain, that's a bold choice. What makes you think I'm going to go easy on you? What do I mean by that? Well, I may be insanely beautiful and powerful. I do sometimes get lonely. Why would I let you go? I'm the last of my generation. Most people don't even believe I exist. And I can't exactly hide my form. So I've grown accustomed to solitude. Not by choice. People tend to run, or try to kill what they don't understand. And while I do enjoy the occasional battle, it gets tiresome, you know? What is that look on your face? Confusion? Fear? Perhaps a mix of both? I've had centuries to learn the intricacies of mortal emotions. I can see you trying to mask them, trying to figure out if you should fight, flee, or stay. That last one intrigues me the most. Why would you stay? Well, do you think I might offer you protection from whatever you're running from? Or do you just see me as another tyrant raised a different kind. If you want to stay, if you want to live, you'll need to prove your worth. I don't keep fragile things around. They bore me. But a fiery spirit like yours, that might be just what I need to stave off this endless monotony. Are you bold enough to bargain with a dragon? Choose your words carefully, little runaway. Might just determine your fate. What's in it for you, apart from protection? Bold question. Let me see. The privilege of my amazing company. A warm place to call home. A safe space. Because I can assure you, no one will find you here. And if they do, well, let's just say I'll take care of it. In exchange? I'd like you to hunt for me. Build me some things. I've tried before, but those claws make everything a little more difficult. A sanctuary in exchange for your service. It's not a bad deal, really. You gain shelter, safety, and the favor of someone far more powerful than anything you've ever known. And me. I get companionship, entertainment, and perhaps a little help with the things these claws make impossible. You'll find it's a fair trade. After all, I could just throw you out and leave you to the storm. What do you say, traveler? Do you want somewhere to stay for a while? Do you want to stay here with me? Or walk back into the chaos of the world outside? Make your choice quickly. I'm not known for my patience. You're hesitating. Why? Because I won't reveal myself yet? I've already explained that, haven't I? My form isn't something you mortals see every day, and the sight of me could overwhelm you, terrify you even. Not because I want it to, but because it always does. No, little runaway. If we strike this deal, I'll show myself on my terms, when I'm ready. Until then, you'll have my voice and my fire to keep you warm. But I need to hear you say it. Say yes, and you'll have my protection. My home, and perhaps a bond stronger than any you've known before. They say the bond between a dragon and her human is unlike anything else. Say no, and I'll let you leave. You might make it to the next dawn, or you might not. The choice is yours. Go on, traveler. Speak. I'm waiting. Good answer. I hope you don't come to regret it. Now, I believe we should properly meet. Well, You haven't bolted out of here yet, so I take it you're not too frightened. Unless you're very good at hiding it. How do you feel? Mesmerized, huh? You sure know how to speak to a dragon, my dear. What is it that mesmerizes you? Is it my scales, glowing faintly like embers in the firelight? Or my wings, folded neatly, yet fast enough to fill the entire room if I were to stretch them? Or is it my face? There's something distinctly human about it, isn't there? Enough to remind you of your kind, but different enough to make you uneasy. The horns, the yellow eyes, the faint swirl of smoke curling with every breath. You're awfully quiet, traveler. And you're awfully cute, now that I can see you better. Come closer. Your eyes are quite beautiful. What about me? Am I more attractive than you imagined? Accepted my offer, and that makes you mine. But you're not here as some mere servant or pet. No. I chose you because there's fire in you, a strength I rarely see in mortals. So tell me, now that you've seen the full extent of what I Are you still so confident in your choice? Or has the sight of me changed your mind? Be honest, little one. I'll know if you lie. Good. I'm looking forward to our collaboration.